We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Why are you alive? Why are you on the earth at this appointed time? Do questions like these ever cross your mind? When they do, how do you deal with them? Do you allow them to come and go without being addressed? Do you process them in the face of the big picture? I'm sure many of you have pondered this question without reflecting on its reality. Some people feel they live to care for their families. Others feel they are alive to enjoy life. Many feel they are alive to make as much money as they can. Life is so important, and knowing the purpose for which you live adds value to it. If you know why you are alive and why you live, you can be consciously aware and intentional about life. Jesus knew why he lived. He knew the purpose for which he had come to the earth. You too can know why you live. In Romans chapter 6, verses 5 through 11, it is written, "For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise you also, reckon yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Christ lived for God. You also are alive in Christ for God's purpose to be filled in your life. You live to serve God. You died to sin. The wages of sin is death, and you are no longer employed by sin. You have been freed from sin to live your greatest life every day by the grace of God. You are not a slave to sin anymore. You have the power to do the right thing according to the will of God by the power of the Holy Spirit that lives in you. If you want to, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The God of grace, peace, love, hope, and life has set you free to live for him. That's why you live. You live to serve him and his purpose. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.